Moncrief
on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Because it is Halloween, and obviously every day, every week on a Tuesday, we have Graham Finlay in for Tell Me Why. So we've moved up Graham to start off the show because it is Halloween. Because the question that Graham got was, if ghosts can walk through walls, why don't they fall through floors? If you have a question for Graham, of course, you can send it into afternoon@newstalk.com. Graham, good afternoon.
Afternoon, Sean.
Now, obviously, some people may maintain ghosts don't exist, but if we were to work off the premise that they do exist, in physics, is there some sort of explanation as to what a ghost is made of?
Yes, well, that's the thing. I mean, we were asked the question about, if ghosts can walk through walls, why don't they fall through floors?
Mm.
And my initial reaction was because they don't want to. They
yes,
could, but right? but then you have this question about, how do ghosts exist in the world? I mean, is gravity trying to pull them down through the floors so they have to resist the sort of pull of gravity? And yeah, that's the problem. So the physics of ghosts is a surprisingly well-explored area.
Mm.
Partly this is because ghosts actually have a role to play in physics. They have things they call ghosts, which are either unphysical things, which play a role in physics. Think, wrap your head around that. Or impossible things, things with a negative probability, which also play a role in physics. Because physics is an incredibly creative science, which has become extremely outlandish in its attempt to try and make sense of the universe. And so they're bad ghosts, which are, you know, these impossible ghosts. These are called Pauli-Villars ghosts. And then there are good ghosts called Fadyev-Popov ghosts, which are fields of are unphysical or extraneous fields, but nevertheless allow quantum physics to be consistent. It's a strange area all the way up, but we're not talking about those kinds
of
ghosts.
All right.
We're talking about actual woo ghosts,
right? Yes.
You know, and there are lots of theories about what they could be made of. So how do they go through walls in the first place, right? And potentially floors. Well, some people have talked about them being made up of neutrinos, which themselves are called ghost particles because they can't be seen. They're almost weightless. They don't carry any sort of
electrical charge.
Electrical charge. They actually do carry energy, but they don't carry an electrical charge, which means they can't glow or appear. So one of the things, but they can pass through walls. Trillions of neutrinos are passing through you today, right?
Mm.
You know, and so the problem is, you can have something made out of neutrinos, it just can't appear. So you can have ghosts which exist if they're made out of neutrinos. You just can't see them, which is kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
In fact, there's a slightly depressing quality to the physics of ghosts, right? You can never get the proper apparitions going. Another candidate is plasma, which is the fourth state of matter. And it is supercharged particles called ions and electrons. And they, at a low frequency, could potentially pass through walls, right? But again, the low frequency means that it probably won't appear particularly. The other problem is it's kind of highly unstable. So your best candidate is probably plasma. And plasma has been known to appear or disappear quite rapidly as sort of lights during rainstorms, for example. But again, at a low, super low frequency, it's hard to see whether we'd be able to see the ghosts. So again, the plasma isn't necessarily very promising either.
Mm.
Some other people have said, and we're getting into the sort of more outlandish kind of claims here. Some people have suggested that ghosts are actually created by the powerful emotions of people who are attached to their loved ones. And so often they're negative emotions about grief at the loss of a loved one or something like that. But the claim is by people like Max Bruin, PhD. I'm not sure what his PhD is in. I think it's probably not physics. That they're produced under the rules of quantum mechanics, which talk about how observation can change the actual state of what you're watching, right? So the idea is that your negative feelings, your grief, causes an indentation in space-time, which creates real and actual ghosts of the woo-woo sort. And then they go on to tell you, poltergeists are created this way and so forth. And that seems incredibly nonsensical, frankly, from a physical point of view. On the other hand, we can, through our feelings, have the impression that there are ghosts around us. And there's this really crazy psychological experiment where they basically hooked you up to a glove, which was attached to a robot, which allowed you to stroke your own back.
Yes, I've heard of that.
A lot of us would probably like normally, but it turns out if you delay the stroking reaction from the robot, which is stroking your back, by 500 milliseconds, people freak out. Yeah. They feel like a force is pulling them backwards. They sense apparitions around them, two, sometimes four. And many of them said, you know, stop the experiment, you know, because so people really did feel a ghostly presence just by this minor modification to what was looking for something completely different.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we can explain why people think there are ghosts, right? But we can't yet explain how ghosts might exist.
Right. So ectoplasm. That's ectoplasm. We know that that's what ghosts
right.
are made of.
Well, that was
or
right.
leave behind them. It's their yeah, I mean, is it like they're a drool or what they're made out of?
They're just, so like in the 19th century, mediums were a really big thing. Mm. And it is supposedly the substance, the mysterious substance, which you know, mediums, when they caused spirits to appear, right, or sometimes just sort of exuded out of their bodies, like... a sign of some sort of spectral force. I mean, it's a kind of paranormal substance, an otherworldly supernatural substance. Mm. And it appears in Ghostbusters and Terraria and all kinds of other cultural artifacts. But it was a huge thing in the 19th century. And there are all these mediums who are doing this. And it attracted the attention of a lot of scientists, including Nobel Prize winning, you know, psychologists and doctors, you know, famous physicists and great philosophers to try and study, you know, whether ectoplasm was real and what its properties were. And the most interesting one for my purposes was the philosopher Henry Sidgwick, who was going around, who had come to the conclusion in his Methods of Ethics that there was no way to defeat the sort of challenge of egoism that, you know, your principle really should be my happiness is the most important thing, right? But if there was a god or a supernatural realm, then that might be a reason not to be an egoist, right? So he started going around, going and visiting mediums, and all he'd found were fakes. And so all these studies led to the unmasking of a lot of frauds, basically. And the mediums were sort of regurgitating cheesecloth and bringing the most ludicrous puppets sort of out of their pockets and stuff like that, you know. So ectoplasm, it turns out, doesn't exist either.
Oh,
now, finally, there was sort of the argument by various ghost hunters, right, that the conservation of energy, right, energy can neither be created nor destroyed, could explain the existence of ghosts, right? You're saying, well, you know, what happens to the energy in our bodies when we die, right? And they say, you know, it can't be created or destroyed, so it must live on in some kind of way. But, of course, the energy actually disappears into the environment. Sadly, and I don't want to end on this particular note because it might bum you out on Halloween, but Brian Cox has actually argued that the Large Hadron Collider proves that there are no ghosts. Right?
Okay.
So the idea is that, again, this energy, which, you know, makes us us, right, you know, is organized. It's organized into the spirit that we are, right? And it has to be, Cox says, somehow related to the physical world, which is the kind of particles and which are studied in the Large Hadron Collider. And his problem is they have not found any kind of particle which could be the bearer of this kind of information in the form of energy in the Large Hadron Collider. And they smashed so many things in the Large Hadron Collider, they would have found it by now, is the idea. And of course, they found these ghost particles. You know, they've been looking at ghost particles. But in any case, so... the Large Hadron, and this is partly because of the problem of entropy, which I guess is a suitably scary thing on Halloween. Right?
Yes. Yeah.
And the entropy is the way all systems, as they persist, you know, if they're not in isolation, gradually lose energy, right, and become more chaotic and disrupted.
And that includes people.
And that includes people.
Yeah.
Right? And so the idea is that if there were ghosts which managed to maintain their identity and shape and existence as a pattern, as energy— after death, then they would be violating the second law of thermodynamics, which is, you know, the idea of the sort of entropy in disrupting systems. And again, these things couldn't possibly survive except for having some kind of material basis, right? Mm-hmm. And so for all those reasons, I'm afraid ghosts don't, according to Brian Cox, exist because they can't, there's just nowhere for them to be, right? And they couldn't last for any appreciable period of time, not even for a very, very short period of time.
Okay. Are there any physicists who believe in ghosts or have had ghosty experiences?
I haven't found a physicist who would like to, you know, you'd want to listen to about physics, who believe in ghosts. But, you know, this conversation with Brian Cox was between him and Neil deGrasse Tyson, who's also another rock star physicist. And he expressed, even though he sort of, you know, he acknowledged the science, he expressed a sort of regret. Because he liked to sort of, the psychological part of him liked to believe in the idea of people living after their death and liked to believe in ghosts. Right? Because, of course, Brian Cox's, conclusion also is kind of challenging for the idea of a soul, right, which is somehow separate from the body, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so there's a lot more at stake here, perhaps, than the woo-woo kind of stake, I mean, you know, the woo-woo apparitions we're concerned about on today. But, of course, the idea of our immortal soul. And that's why Sidgwick was going around trying to find mediums who could contact the afterlife. Because if you have an immortal soul, right, then you should be worried about what you do in this life because you could find yourself punished in the next. Right?
Yeah, indeed.
So not only has Brian Cox disproved the existence of ghosts, he's also disproved the idea of an afterlife. And so if you're committed to that, you're going to want to go to work on these physical problems too sweet.
But at the same time, given this like dark energy and dark matter and so many things we don't know about the universe, there is a faint possibility that perhaps ghosts are made up of some substance we don't know about yet.
Yeah, that's the thing. Now, the standard model of physics explains 5% of the known universe in that, and of the actual stuff in the universe, not of the interactions we necessarily see. In fact, we posit vast amounts of dark matter and dark energy just to make sense of the standard model, right? Even though we've never observed them, right? Because they can't be observed, right? They, you know, they're dark. That's why they call them dark. They don't give off light, and they can't be detected on by any kind of form of light, frequency of light or electromagnetic energy. So that's why people are going to continue to look for some new form of plasma or some new form of energy, which is going to do the role of ghosts. But Brian Cox continues to argue that, you know, unfortunately for ghosts, they're not one of the known unknowns of the standard model of physics, right? So, you get back to the question, is like, there could be ghosts which are made out of dark energy, but then you can't see them.
Yeah.
And we want to see our ghosts.
Yeah, right? You need a ghost torch.
Yeah.
Graham Findlay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.